All right, just quick thought today. Happy Sunday, everybody. Tomorrow, Tennessee, 2-day course. Supposed to be there. Supposed to spend this weekend in Nashville, but, you know, things change. What are you going to do? Real quick, had a thought today, because I have many thoughts on many days of the week. Actually, every day of the week, and that's this. As you progress through your career, and we can even take it down to when you become a patrolman, when you get sworn in, when you are given a pistol, a badge, and a gun. And a patrol car, or getting promoted. There are times in your career you'll find yourself in a position to get even, right? You had that one supervisor, that coworker that you couldn't stand, and now you're their boss, and you're going to get even with them. You're going to start really picking on them because you can, and nobody's going to say anything about it. But you're not fooling anybody, and that's a true sign of weakness. If you really start to think about it, when you're in a position to do something against somebody that you may not see eye to eye with or don't like, what does it make you look like when you're taking an opportunity to focus your energy and efforts on getting even or getting back at somebody or taking advantage of the situation rather than displaying empathy and sympathy and saying, you know what, I'm not going to focus my energy over here. There are 94 other things that need my attention and energy. And me now creating negative energy into the world, we have enough of that shit here. Why am I going to do that? You got to understand something. At a police department, there's many different personalities. You're not going to make everybody... I always find it funny when I hear, like, chiefs could be a call. My friends who are chiefs and captains and are like, I got these bums. They don't want to do what these couple got. Yeah, you're not going to change that. That's what happened, that conception, when daddy ripped inside mommy. That's what was created, a lazy bum, and then like a social upbringing and who they are. That's their DNA makeup. They're not going to change into the rip-roaring, crazy, effective police officer that you want them to be. So why are we taking an opportunity to not just say, okay, I accept that that's the case. Let me focus my energy on those who I can do something with, who deserve the reward, instead of trying to work on getting even with people or trying to show people and teach them a lesson or get them motivated to work through punishment. It doesn't work. Like, so, you know, when you get into that situation, even as a police officer in certain scenarios, you happen to have that kid that picked on you in high school stopped, right? On a traffic stop, you got him dead to rights, 94 in a 70, you're going to get him. But what does it say about you if you said, no worries, dude, I remember you from high school, have a good one. He knows that you picked on him. I'm sorry, you picked on him. He picked on you. You know that he picked on you. But what does that say about your character when you display empathy? When you say, yeah, listen, water under the bridge, things in the past. Happens here. Happens with me. Look, thanks, man. Thanks, Edgar. Appreciate that I'm looking cute. Here's the deal. No haircut in about 7 weeks. So it's getting quite long. Didn't want to style it today because I got to make it like a, I don't know. That's why we're in a hat. Anywho, think about that. If you are somebody, be there for people, not to be against people. Make your little circle of friends that you like and make it less of a boys and girls club. Make it more of your family. Anyway, Edward Gar, as usual, threw my thought off. But think about that. Think about when you're doing something and not having to get even, having enough security to say, you know what, it's all good. We both know what the playing field is. Humility, a rare trait in law enforcement. That's right, Michael Brewer, a rare trait in law enforcement, but a powerful one, man. If you have humility and you can display humility, I mean, a lot of people have met me in this group through training throughout the country. You'd find somebody hard-pressed to find somebody that when they got to know me on a personal level that I wasn't loaded with humility and appreciation for everybody's support. And I really had to do something to try to make an impact in this profession because nobody else was, and we have to change, we have to progress. And a lot of that begins with conversations like this. Why are you behaving that way? Let's talk about our behavior. Was that, and everybody's mistakes, you're going to make mistakes and reflect and go, oh, I shouldn't have done that. But I'm trying to give good advice that will serve you well, right? The game of getting even with somebody or getting back at somebody, or just let it go, man. Like, who cares? Who cares? Think about what it says about you when you're in a position to do something and you don't, and you do just the opposite of whatever you anticipated you would do. Think about it. Who cares? I had this thought this morning as well. If it's not your business, why the fuck do you care? Right? Like, why? If it's not your business, who cares? Why projecting opinions? My mother, the worst at this. She'll say, oh, did you hear about this person? I don't fucking care. Why do you tell me that? It's nothing to do with me. Nothing to do with tree cop training, my family, my friends. What the fuck do I care about Carol? Give a shit. Not my business.